This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode on the Mindful Experiment. Happy to have you here. Thanks for tuning in. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do. And as always, if you enjoy this episode and the other episodes that we have, just a few, go ahead and share a review. It really helps us get the message out here and what we're trying to do and so much more. Today's topic is something that I've been teaching for the last 6-7 years, and I've talked about it on and off in some ways on this podcast, and I wanted to go a little deeper into this because in my new online class I have, and you can check out in the show notes, you get a nice discount for the program for my Mindful Experiment community here, is that it's all about unlock your greatness and really how we messed up this thing called life, what we messed up in our brain and our heart, and how to recalibrate and then step into our greatness. And what does that really look like? It's an inside process. Inside job. It's not an outside thing. And the getting caught up into the doing. So one of the things I was teaching in this course, and I was like, you know, this would be a good podcast episode. It's been coming up in a lot of conversations and coaching clients in the last few weeks, actually last few months. And I thought, hey, let me put this on here. So in life, we always look at what to do. We're always doing. We're always looking at, if you want to have a better marriage or a better relationship, what do I have to do? If I want to make more money, what do I have to do? If I want to have the best health in the world, what do I have to do? If I want to advance in my business and career, what do I have to do? It's always an outside looking do. And all the gurus in self-help, personal development, business are always constantly saying the same thing, right? Grind, hustle, sweat equity, this, that, all that stuff. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying it doesn't work. I did that in 5 years with my business, hit my financial peak, exhausted, burned out, all these other things that came from that. And we're at a time in life where things are starting to shift. We are transitioning into a new world, per se, that things are going to can be done a lot differently with the same results. It's been talked about for thousands upon thousands of years, but it's one of the things now we're really starting to shift into this new, I want to call it new earth. Some say it's the 5D versus we're going from 3D to 5D. So 3D is three density, third density going into five density. And it's one of those things where five dimensional. And I might be messing that up a little bit. But the point I'm trying to make though is that when we shift into this 5D, life has a little bit of different rules. It's more in coherence with the universe. Force or do is not going to work. You're going to struggle more. You may get there. You may get those results, but it's going to cost you. And it's in some people, it's going to cost them severely. Maybe health, maybe just inner joy and bliss, peace, stillness, calmness, all those different things. Where this new process, and this is something I've been teaching again for the last 6-7 years with business clients, is there's a way to where stepping into your true power. And this movement's going to be more about aligning with source. Source means you, your soul, your essence of who you are, the oversoul, your higher self, whatever the term. The labels don't matter. You know, we can get into, I'll even get quantum physics into this if I have to. But the point I'm trying to bring up is that there's a different way of doing things. And I want to talk a little bit about that because what we understand and what we know now, which we've had other civilizations in humanity, I say humans in today's world are just playing catch up to what we've known in the past. We have these civilizations, they've done things that with our best technology, we still can't do it. It can't even model it or create a imitation of it. We just can't. We don't have the technology to do it. We don't know how they did it. And so, well, they did other things in life too. So you see, the universe is an inclusion type universe. It means that whatever that you like attracts like. So whatever you are emitting out into the field or to universe, you're going to attract that. So it's not about doing that makes you successful in any aspect of life. It is the embodiment of the consciousness or the energy or the vibe that you seek to become or you seek to experience, right? I shouldn't say seek. It should be choosing to experience. Let me correct myself here. You choose an experience of who it is that you need to be to have the experience of what it is you desire. And it's understanding that it's not about doing or what's the next thing I have to look outside to figure out what my lack is or how I have to do it. Instead, it's like, hey, you know what? Dr. Vick says the universe is an inclusion universe, which means that everything, I'm attracting things to me. I'm not really chasing anything. It's all about attracting. Well, what does it? It's your vibe. And I've talked about this many times on the podcast where I talk about the law of vibration. The law of vibration states that you can only experience whatever it is that you're vibrating at. You can't experience anything above or below that vibrational frequency. It is only at what you vibrate. So understanding just that, all our effort then should be focused on how do I shift my vibe? Because if we shift our vibe and we truly embody it, which means we've hardwired that into our vibrational signature, now that becomes an essence that no matter what we do, we're vibrating that out there. So if you're vibrating success and abundance, no matter what you do, doesn't matter if you go against the gurus or you listen to the gurus, you'll be successful. If you are emitting ascend vibrational frequency of having a very strong, healthy relationship in marriage, and it's really important to you, and you have that instilled in your vibrational frequency, no matter what happens in your marriage, no matter what, does not matter, you will thrive. The marriage will thrive. Now, there's another person in this, obviously, but the point I'm trying to bring up, though, is things will come to you to help you, whatever it is that's showing up that you need to get from here to there, in a sense, to help you in that process. It's the same thing with health. And it's when you have that vibrational frequency, then all of a sudden, if something comes up, you will have the doctors that you need, the practitioners, XYZ, will show up because you're in the vibrational frequency. I hope I'm kind of making that clear a little. It's not about doing and looking. It's about attracting and bringing towards you. I remember one time on Facebook, I asked a question like, what is the worst advice you ever got as a kid? And I said, mine's in the first comment. And I was listening to what everyone was saying. And it was interesting. I had a little bit of a chain reaction off mine because I said, the worst advice I ever got, at least one of them, was go chase your dreams. And when you understand how the universe works, how quantum works, and neuroscience and so forth, you'll realize that chasing, we don't do. It actually chases you. You get what I'm saying? So like they say, whatever you are seeking for is seeking you. So whatever you just choose to experience is actually wanting to experience that with you. And the issue we get into is we block that based on our vibrational frequency. We block that flow to come to us. We always have love and abundance coming to us, but we block that in many ways. And when we're blocking it, this isn't going to happen for you then. And then you say, well, I studied the best gurus. I did XYZ. I did this. I did that. And it doesn't work because you're blocking it. Everything happens in the non-physical. Everything happens at the energetic level first. So when you understand this, then it becomes, hey, you know what? I'm not going to do and grind and hustle and all this. I'm going to focus on me. How do I show up differently? Okay. So let's break a couple things down here. If you're new to the podcast, and if you've been on the podcast, you've been listening for a while, this is not going to be it's going to be more of a refresher. But those who are new, this may not be. Vibe is basically the most prominent thought and emotion that you are focusing on a daily basis. It is all the reactions that you have based on what shows up in your life, whatever you're reacting versus responding. This is going to determine your consciousness, your vibration, and your tone of what you're emitting out. And so if you're focusing on if you react to fear, worry, stress, you're going to keep that vibration holds in you and you keep emitting that out. So you're going to keep attracting things in your life that's going to keep perpetuating that. The opposite is true. If you're staying in the field of abundance, then you're going to, and you keep reacting in a, you know, to abundance in a positive manner, you'll keep attracting that because you keep emitting it out there. Again, that's the universe. It's always attracting. Like attracts like. It brings whatever is similar to one. So that's where you can look at your life and look at different elements and know that this works. When I work with business clients, my whole purpose is to get them to embody the person they want to be. You know, so they'll be like, hey doc, I want to have $1 million business, or hey doc, I want to have this much, or hey doc, I want to have this much business, you know, businesses. Okay. who's that person you have to be? Because you're not being them right now. So who's the person you have to be? What beingness, consciousness, and frequency do you have to embody and live by every single day? How's your self-image going to represent that? Does the self-image of how you see yourself right now see yourself in that future self? See, this is all these concepts. And it's working them through this process and helping ingrain that in to all of a sudden, when they get to a certain point and they grasp it, businesses just change. And that's why I tell people all the time, work with me in the first 6 months of coaching, because I do a 6 months commitment. It's around anywhere from 35 to 40% up to 62% on average. On average, I will see growth. Now, startups we're not including because there's variables there, because they'll actually accelerate the number higher, and I want to be accurate as possible. But I'm talking about people who have been in business for 10, 15, even some up to 20 years, almost 20 years. We've seen 35 up to 60 some percent in just 6 months. And it's not doing anything new. I'm not getting into business coaching or sale funnels or how to reach out on social media and the systems, how to do stories and reels. I'm not getting into how to utilize AI and use it to, AI agents, and all the stuff that comes with that stuff. I'm not doing any of that. It's what I just shared there with you about embodiment. And once they do that, they're like, man, things are just happening. I'm not even trying and things are happening. They just keep improving and improving and improving. And that's when you know you're embodying that vibrational frequency. That's when you know that you've made that shift. Because the universe is always a feedback system. Contrast is a feedback system. It's just letting you know where you are and where you've been. It doesn't mean that's going to permanently be there. It doesn't mean you failed. Failure only happens when you stop. So understanding that then, if you understand it's just a feedback, you're just constantly getting feedback on how you're doing. And it's not about it's not like a grade to say you're failing or not. It's just saying, when I say how you're doing, it's where you've been putting the energy of your vibe. And then it lets you know, hey, you got to shift some things a little bit because look what keeps coming in. Let's shift it and keep shifting. And then eventually over time, 4 weeks, 8 weeks, sometimes 3-4 months, it just varies on the person. You'll start to see a change. You'll start to see things start to show differently. You'll have different experiences. You'll react differently. I love when a client tells me, doc, I don't know. I had this happen and it's so weird for me. I'm not even bothered. It's kind of crazy. I used to freak out about this stuff all the time. And now I'm not even bothered by it. And I look and I go, that's embodiment. You shifted. You shifted your energy to where you're not reacting, and you've done the work so well that you've ingrained that into your brain, rewired it, and you stopped the addiction process and the emotions that followed with that. That's powerful stuff. And once you do that, you're emitting a whole different frequency, which you embody now, and now you're going to have a different experience that comes from that. A lot of times people get into this way of like, I want to blow up, have a quantum leap, and all these other things. And I'm not saying those things don't happen. But what I tell my clients is that I'd rather see you do a trickle effect or grow slowly than blow up. Don't get me wrong. Blow up is cool. Feeds the ego a lot. But one of the things I like to see is consistency over a period of time. It relates more to nature. It relates more to the universe and our bodies and all that, right? You don't plant something into the ground and tomorrow expect it to be fully blossoming with fruit. There's no plant that does that. Or you're looking to have a baby and you just find out you're pregnant and the next day, or let's say conception happened, and the next day the baby's there, ready to be born. It doesn't happen. There's in the physical world, we have something called the law of gestation or the law of gestation, which means that there is a process to everything. There's a time to everything and it has to cultivate a certain way. And so even with the brain, when you're trying to rewire it, some people are like, you can rewire your brain in one day. No, you can't. You can't. You can start the process, but based on the science, it takes a process to do that. And it used to be 21 to 25, 28 days. One of my mentors told me it was up to 84 days now because we keep losing our attention span. And he says, the more we keep losing attention span, the worse it's going to get and the longer it'll take. So I'm like, that makes sense. That relates to me from a chiropractic side. When I'm giving recommendations on care, we have to go longer with care than we normally used to, even just in the last 5 to 7 years. I think when I heard that, I was like, it just makes more perfect sense. So the whole message of today's podcast is to understand that shift your energy from what you need to do and instead who you have to be and how do you show up. Who's that person that you want to become? So let's say you want the better relationship. You want the nice, healthy body. You want that, or be healthy in general. You want the make more money and stuff like that. Who's that person? How do they walk? How do they talk? How do they respond to life? Not react. How do they navigate and handle certain situations that may show up? And a great question to ask yourself is, when something does show up in your life, ask the question, man, is this aligned to, or is this how would my future self of who I want to be respond? Or if you reacted a certain way, would my future self respond that way or react that way? And that way, it just puts a little self-check in where you are to help you really just question, ask those questions, help break that pattern up in the brain. Some people call it a pattern interrupt, where you are breaking up standard, typical neurological patterns in the brain. I just do this automatically all the time, and you're breaking that pattern up. That's why it takes a little bit of time. And as you continue to do this work, you stay consistent with it, it becomes a game changer. And that's what's great about this. It will really change your life in so many ways. It's a simple task, simple way to do things, and it works. If you like what I'm talking about here, and you're interested in this stuff, check out our online course we have. I'm telling you, I go so much into it. It's the last 20 years of what I've learned, and I put it in such a simple way to where I say in the course a lot, I'm teaching you nothing in the course. There's really nothing new. I'm not going to create something in a rocket science way or be like, oh, look at this cool new way I say something. I'm just sharing with you what works. It's straightforward. It's simple. We break down patterns and stuff, and then we share about how to step into your greatness, how to truly manifest, what are the things you need to work on. And there's a lot of reflection, journal prompting, guided meditations by me, breathwork recommendations. We get into subliminal messaging in the second half of the course and a lot of other stuff to help you in every way I possibly can think to really help you transform. I'm telling you, it's my best course ever. And what I've been hearing from feedback already from students that have already signed up, it's been game changers. Somebody was like, I've been practicing law of attraction for 10 years and here I am learning it here. And it's like, I saw it just in the first 4 or 5 weeks. The biggest mistakes of what I've been doing. I appreciate that so much because now it helped me gain more clarity of how to do this and how to be great, show my greatness to the world. And, you know, I have other people just having breakthroughs in health. One was in business. And it's short term, but like I say, short term, like four or five weeks. But it's the journey, what I take you on to help you to get to the root of it all, straightforward, and really break stuff down so that we can really get to the source of who you are and then work from there. And watch your life transform as the miracle of who you really are. So if you love that and you want to learn more about it, go ahead into the show notes. It's right there. Click on the link. You can put in the code that's there. That way you get about, I think it's 20% off, if I'm not mistaken, for the course, for the Mindful Experiment community. It might be 25, but take a look what it says it in there. And that way, that's only offered through here. I only offer through my Mindful Experiment community. So check it out. As always, I want to thank you. Make sure you subscribe, like, share, review. Share a review with us of what you think of the podcast. And it really helps get this movement out there. But I appreciate you as always. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Much love and peace. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.